The 78-year-old Papert was in Hanoi for a conference on computers and education. While crossing a six-lane road between his hotel and the National University of Technology, Papert was struck by a speeding motorbike. Papert's former student, Northwestern University professor Uri Wilensky, was walking beside him when the accident occurred. The two had been discussing how to construct a computer model of Hanoi's notoriously chaotic traffic.
We were trying to come up with some rules that would generate the patterns that we saw in Hanoi. We were thinking that it would be a fun demo to do at the end of the conference, because everybody was sort of so nervous about the traffic.
Traffic in Hanoi is dominated by swarms of motorbikes, which often ignore lanes and traffic signals. The accident rate throughout Vietnam is high and rising. 9,400 Vietnamese died in accidents in the first 9 months of this year, up 8% over last year. The issue has featured in the local press, particularly since a Vietnamese engineering professor died after being hit by a motorbike in Hanoi last week. Vietnam's Minister of Transportation, Ho Nghia Dung, expresses his regrets about the traffic dangers. Dung says the accidents pain him and should send an alarm to all related agencies and to every community. Dung said the government would establish safe lanes to try to tackle the chaos. Lê Sĩ Hoàng works for Asia Injury, an organization that tries to persuade Vietnamese to follow traffic rules and wear motorcycle helmets. She says the situation is only getting worse.
You see the accident rate is increasing, and seems that drunk driving or running a red light happen all the time without the enforcement of the police. The doctor who is in charge of head injury in Vietnam Hospital, I think they are the best who are aware of the dangers of not wearing helmet. But seems that 90% of the surgeons don't wear the helmet.
Papert is also the inventor of a programming language called Logo, which is often used to model unpredictable group behaviors like swarming bees or Hanoi traffic. Wilensky says Papert was fascinated by Hanoi's traffic, in part because it seemed to obey so few laws.
Hanoi is one of the first places I've ever been where it really is more organic. It isn't controlled that much from the outside. It really is more like a herd of buffalo.
Wilensky, who is staying in Hanoi to help care for Papert, says the Minister of Education and senior officials from the Transportation Department have visited him in recent days to express their regrets. Wilensky says he told the officials that if any good could come out of Papert's accident, it would be that they began to really pay attention to the chaos on the roads, because the traffic is really crazy and out of control. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。